This is a FUBAR Radio podcast. For more information, go to FUBARradio.com.
Access all areas on FUBAR Radio.
Fully on board and obsessed with that song, and I actually really hated it to start with. That is Miley, Ariana and Lana doing the new Charlie's Angels song, which is called Don't Call Me Angel, in case you couldn't gather that. Welcome to Access All Areas, everyone. I'm Stephen Leng. I am presenting solo tonight. Unfortunately, Joanna is in Dubai and Lizzie is otherwise engaged, so you're just getting me. But we have a very impressive lineup. We have the gorgeous Amy Dowden from Strictly. She's going to be on the phone. She's teamed up with Karim this year, who's actually one of the favourites. So good to get her on early before you know, she gets too busy and hectic to talk to the lowly lights of us. Then we have friends of the show, Sean and Leah from Shipwreck. They are in the studio, just seeing them next door, looking lovely. And then we also have Amel Smith, who was on The Circle, which I just read today has helped Channel 4 become one of the most watched channels for 18 to 34 year olds this year, which is very impressive, because considering it's on its second series, everyone seems to be obsessed with it. Maybe it's like a bit new Love Island-y. Don't know if you've been catching up the showbiz news, but I have been fully obsessed this week with Prince Harry and Meghan Markle, as I am every week. To be fair, and their statement that they released, they are taking legal action against the Mail on Sunday. Now, I don't know what people think about the Royals, but I used to be a big fan, and my opinion has changed slowly over the last year. I'm going to be intrigued to see what a court case is going to be like when they have, I mean, what are they going to talk about? They're going to have to talk about what their family life is. I don't know. It's all going to be very complicated. But it's all over this letter that the Mail on Sunday published that Meghan had written to her estranged dad, and they accuse the Mail, who deny it, of editing it so that it made her look worse. They seem to have had a very successful tour of South Africa and various other African countries, so it seems a bit odd that they'd want to get involved in a legal wrangle now, but that's their choice. And also, obviously, tonight I'm thoroughly excited. I will be rushing out of here dead on seven, because 8 o'clock on BBC3 is the start of Drag Race UK. We obviously had the gorgeous Crystal in a couple of weeks ago, who kind of slagged off Something Wrong, so we'll find out what's going on there. She's saying basically she's a bit underprepared, which was my experience for her in the pub quiz, which I saw was on the FUBAR Instagram and Twitter earlier today. I was hoping she didn't see. I haven't had any reaction from her, so let's hope not. Anyway, let's get on with the show. As I'm presenting solo tonight, it is going to be gay. Fucking gay tonight. So, because usually I don't get to pick all the songs myself. So we're going to kick off with some Kylie, and hopefully then we're going to get Amy on the phone.
Dance. It's all I want to do, so won't you dance? I'm standing here with you, why won't you move? I'll get inside your groove, because I'm on fire, 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 fire. It hurts. But baby, it hurts. If love is really good, you just want more. Even if it throws you to the fire.
Is going to be gay. Leading on with Kylie, we have our first guest on the phone. Hopefully, if the phone's all working fine. Hello, Amy Dowden, are you there?
Oh, how are you?
I'm so glad to have you on. How are you?
Really good, thank you. Thank you for having me.
You must be a very busy lady at the moment.
Absolutely, but I'm loving it.
Tell us about what's going on Strictly this year. You are partnering with Karim, who is one of the early favourites.
Ooh, pressure. Yes, I'm dancing with a lovely Karim Zeruel from CGBC.
Yeah.
And he's working super hard.
Can tell.
And we're having a lot of fun.
Does he have dance experience, actually? That's a good point. I'm not sure.
He's done musical theatre as
okay.
a child.
Okay.
But to be honest, that doesn't always help you. And to be honest, you've ever got rhythm or you haven't.
Uh-huh.
And I know some people think, ooh, they've got dance experience, it helps. But I say it like languages. If you can speak Spanish, it doesn't mean you can speak Italian.
Very
and,
true.
And you know, sometimes you can be, if you're ballet trained, you can have such turned out feet, which in ballroom you need parallel feet. So you've actually then got to untrain them and then train them. And sometimes having a blank canvas might help, you know.
Yeah, I get you.
It's all dependent on that person. But what I can say about Karim, he's got something you can't teach. He's gifted.
Okay.
He's very talented.
Just naturally.
You know when somebody can feel music?
Yeah.
I would say that's definitely Karim.
Okay, well, that's
and
definitely a good start.
Yeah, definitely. I'm very lucky.
And obviously, probably to most viewers, because he's come from CBBC, right? Most people probably won't know who he is. So he can kind of, it's a bit like a blank canvas. People can learn about him as they go, which can be useful as well, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. And he's, you know, he's a really, really lovely guy. He's got lots of energy. A lot.
Too much?
I'm reining him in every now and then.
What was it you did last week? I've forgotten now.
So last week we did the Foxtrot.
Oh yes, and very well, very well.
Yeah, we were very lucky to be top of the leaderboard.
Yeah.
But actually, ballroom was something he didn't find natural to begin with at all, and was really out of his comfort zone.
Right.
He was feeling quite restricted with the frame.
Yeah, because you're stuck in that frame, really, aren't you, when you're doing ballroom? Yeah.
And by the end of the week, he loved it. And actually, today in the studio, he said to me, I'm missing the ballroom, Amy.
Oh, really? So what are you doing on Saturday?
A samba.
Oh, that's very different then. Very different.
Very different. But I think he thought he was going to take to the Latin more than the ballroom.
Right.
And I think he's quite surprised him. It's actually the other way around. And I think people wouldn't expect that from Karim.
No, I can totally understand that. So what's it been like when the live shows are on? Is there much competition between the competitors this year?
Oh, no. Everybody supports one another. We're one big family, and they are such a great bunch of celebrities. Everyone's so warm and so friendly, and everybody's got behind each other, which is so nice.
Yeah, and I guess every year is a different bunch. You're not really sure what's going to happen, you know, between them all.
No, it's such a great atmosphere. It was really sad to see somebody leave last week.
Oh yeah, of course James left. I mean, to be fair, I think he was probably the worst of the celebrities, I would say. I'm not asking you to say. But, you know, that means, you know, on to the next one. And that's kind of the process now, isn't it? Someone has to go every week, and that can be very sad.
I wish everybody could stay till the final.
That would be one hell of a hectic final. I think that would be the problem. Who else have you got your eye on? Who else are you thinking is doing quite well so far?
You know, I think there's so many this year and so many surprises. Kelvin is fantastic.
Oh, yeah, really good.
Yeah, the two Emmas are lovely.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, there's just so many. We call her Auntie Kathy. I love Catherine.
Is that her vibe? She's a bit of an auntie, Catherine Tildesley.
She's absolutely lovely. Dev is great. Dev and Diane. There's so many this year. It's such a strong competition. The level of that first show, that could have been week five in the other year. Brilliant.
Yeah. And it's great to watch as a viewer. Do you think that having you down as the early favourites can be problematic?
You know what? We're not focusing on it. We're not focusing on that. We've got no control on that. We've got control on is delivering the best performance we can every Saturday night.
Okay. Well, that's good. If you can take your focus off, because I know in my mind I'll be like, oh, shit, what's going on?
Do you know what? You don't have time to look at all that either.
Really?
You know, you're so busy. And then when I'm not in the training room with Karim, I'm thinking of choreography ideas, music ideas, or practicing the pro routines.
Of course, you've got the pro routines as well, haven't you? Jeez.
Yeah.
So what can we expect from your samba this weekend?
We're actually characters, obviously, because it's movie week. Mm-hmm. And we're animal characters. Not going to tell you which ones.
Okay. What's the film? Can you tell us the song?
Yeah, it's Kung Fu Panda, the movie is.
Okay, that was unexpected. Okay.
Yeah.
Right. Interesting.
It's a lot of fun.
Right.
Last week was very... He was Mr. Foxtrot, Mr. Classy, mm-hmm. and a gentleman. And this week I'd like to show a fun, entertaining side of Karim.
Okay. And how old is he? He's quite young, isn't he?
25.
Okay. Oh, okay. Sorry, I thought he was a bit younger. So he'll probably want to show off his fun side too, won't he? And so
I'm hoping so.
Well, you don't want to end up bottom after a week of being top. Obviously, you were with Danny John-Jules last year. What's the difference between the two, do you think? Because every year you must take something different from who you're with.
Yeah, absolutely. You just adjust yourself to the celebrity. Everybody's got a different personality. Mm-hmm. And you quickly adapt to their ways of learning, you want to always show what they're best at.
Yeah.
So, Karim is obviously very energetic, youthful. Mm-hmm. He likes doing lots of little tricks, Karim does. He's like, if you give him a trick, he gets really excited.
Oh, really?
So, put a few of them in there.
Okay.
Well, just learn their ways. Like, Karim can spin as well, so I try and get as many spins in the routine as I can.
Is that so because you know it will be a vote winner, or because you know that the judges will like it? What is it you're thinking? Just because he's good at it?
A bit of both, really, because obviously the judges will like it. I'm hoping the audience at home like it. And if Karim feels comfortable doing certain moves, mm-hmm. with the nerves on the night, I think doing something you feel good and comfortable with helps, because honestly, mm-hmm. it's nerve-wracking for everybody, and even as professionals. So I just want Karim to feel as at ease as much as possible.
Yeah, I can imagine. Because obviously, you know what you're doing most weeks, I imagine, whereas you're having to teach your celebrity from scratch.
Yes, and Karim is working as well as doing Trippy at the moment.
Oh, really?
He's got a very busy schedule, yes.
Right. I think that must be 10 times as hard, because then you're having to fit your own personal schedule around them and all of that kind of stuff.
Well, it's difficult for Karim, really. I mean, because it's tiring. We train first thing in the morning. He goes to CBBC all afternoon. Then he goes back to training in the evening.
Jesus. I mean, I don't know how you're doing it. And you're still managing to be top of the leaderboard. So it's obviously going quite well.
Only once.
Well,
true. That won't speak too soon.
Well, Amy, thanks so much for speaking to us. And I wish you the best of luck. I have high hopes and high expectations of you, actually, as well.
Thank you so much. And thank you for speaking to me.
Thank you. And pass on our love to Karim as well, because I honestly think he's in with a final shot. But we should wait and see, I guess.
Oh, thank you very, very much.
Thank you so much, Amy. Bye.
Take care.
Bye. What a lovely lady. And between him and Michelle Visage, that's who I think is going to be a toss-up between at the minute. Let's play a little bit of Madonna, and then we'll get our next guests, Sean and Leah, in the studio. Super Gay, continuing on with Madonna. And we have our next guests in, Sean and Leah from Shipwreck. Hello.
Hello.
Come closer to your mic,
oh,
Sean.
Can you hear me? Sorry.
Hello. Have you learned nothing from the last time you were in here? So, yeah, you've been in before, right?
Yeah.
You were both on Shipwrecked earlier this year. How have you found life since?
Shall I go first?
You go first.
So, I mean, nothing crazy happened afterwards. I did a few, like, social media things and been to quite a few cool events. And then I randomly got contacted by MTV to go on the challenge.
Yeah, explain what that was, because has it been on over here yet?
So
it was in America, right?
It's just started airing now.
Right.
And to be honest with you, before I went on the show, I didn't actually watch it, so I kind of went in blind, stupidly. And basically what it is, you go into a house, kind of like Big Brother style, and this year it was Americans versus the UK. And basically they make you do really difficult challenges. It's like jumping off cliffs and all this kind of stuff. So I knew the challenges were hard, but I was really unprepared. I just didn't know the format of the show. And it's not big in the UK at all. So it's already aired in the US and it's got a huge fan base.
Right.
Like my Twitter feed just was going crazy
really?
When my episode came out. Yeah. So
what do you have to do on it?
So this year it was the UK versus US. We did a challenge against the US team. The UK lost. They had to nominate one boy to go up for basically what is called like eviction, which was me. They nominated me. Because and you have people that go back year after year. So you have some people who have been on the show for like, I think it's been going for like 10 years.
Really?
And then you have rookies, which was myself and Big T from Shipwrecked.
Oh, yeah.
And they just always target the rookies. To be honest with you,
Americans are ruthless.
Absolutely so ruthless. Yeah.
And horrible.
Yeah. I went in the show thinking that it would be similar to Shipwrecked and the people on Shipwrecked, but these are like professional reality stars. They know how to work it. And I just didn't really have the best experience, to be honest.
Really? Yeah. What? So you kind of got booted out and then what
well,
happened
like,
after that?
I was in there.
What do you mean when you were in there? You
when I was in there, yeah. So like I was in there for about 4 days and I just kind of felt like me and Big T felt kind of segregated. No one really wanted to speak to us because we were like the newbies. And it was just like, it came to a point where like we'd walk around and sit down with people and they'd get up and walk off. It just became very
awkward.
They all
awkward. Knew each other though, didn't
yeah,
they?
Yeah, like, they all kind
it's
of...
like being the new kids.
Yeah. They all kind of knew each other from the UK as well. So like, I think there was people from like Towie, people from like
right.
Geordie Shore. So me and T were just very much like targeted. Like,
but that's just shitty, right? Like, yeah. Just be polite. You know, like, I don't know. Do you think because the cameras were on, they act in a certain way?
I just think that they know, they've been on reality shows for like a long time, they know how it works, they know how to work the camera, they knew the show inside out, whereas me and T came kind of stupidly, we hadn't done our research on the show. And yeah, so I lasted like 4 days and I did my final challenge, which is like a battle off against someone else.
He smashed it, can I just
what
say?
Is a battle off?
Oh my god.
So I got nominated to go up and then then the Americans had to then pick one person from one boy in general from the Americans or the British side to my challenge was wrestle. I mean,
Jesus Christ.
Yeah. I've never wrestled in my life. And the person they picked was Idris from Love Island, who's a professional boxer. So when I saw him come down, I was like, Jesus Christ.
However, he put up a really good fight, yeah. Let me add.
Like, can you fight in wrestling or is it literally well, just like grappling yeah, one yeah. another?
Well, we had to fight over this pole. So we was like wrestling over this pole.
Right.
But to be fair, I mean, I did put up quite a good fight
it
considering.
Was it was so good. So good.
Considering he was like a professional boxer, probably twice my twice my size. But yeah, I lost, unfortunately. Oh.
Well, maybe not, unfortunately, because if you would have had to stay any longer in this shitty house, maybe that would have been a bit of a disaster.
Well, that's the thing. I left thinking that I had to leave Big T, and she honestly hated it in there as well. Like, it was just a horrible atmosphere, and but yeah, she was fine. And she basically got booted out after me anyway.
Lesson learned. Don't do every reality show that you get offered.
However, we did win Shipwrecked, so that's...
Well, exactly, yeah. So
and you did make friends for life, just saying.
Yeah.
What's it been like for you since?
So
we spoke to you just after it had aired, right? Which was like must have been springtime.
Yeah, when did we come in? Was it March?
A March, April time? Yeah.
So I've been kind of like on the lowdown, really. I've just been like going to different events with the guys, just kind of getting used to London because obviously I'm quite new to London. Mm-hmm. I've only been here just about a year and a half, but I've been focusing quite a lot on getting a lot of stuff together to do mental health talks and going to different schools and to be able to open up to kids and give a bit of experience on mental health, really. Yeah. So
what is your experience of that then? Mental health? Well, obviously we all have mental health, but like, you know what I mean? Like what do you bring to the table?
Well, obviously we lost Mike in March, which was really hard. He was a friend of mine, so it was quite...
This is Mike from Love Island.
Yeah. So it was a little bit difficult at that time. And then that kind of pushed me, because I feel like mental health is everywhere. There's so many people that struggle with it on a day-to-day basis.
Yeah.
And a lot of people just put up such a good fight that you would never know. So obviously then when Mike died, it was the biggest shock ever. But it just made me realise that I don't have a massive platform, but the platform that I do have, I want to do everything that I can to try and like help and push it as much as I can to make people aware and to make people realise the seriousness of it, because people look at you and think you're absolutely fine, but deep down it's just a disease that seems to be killing so many people at the minute. So I just feel that it's so important to go into schools, and at the minute I've got about 20 schools that are interested in me going in and doing some talks, and I've got some fantastic people who are on board with me, like a clothing company that have been affected by it. I've got a parrot who does all different kind of poetry on mental health.
I thought you said a parrot.
I thought you said a parrot then.
It's an Northern accent.
A parrot.
Imagine.
A poet. I got it. I was a bit like, what are you going to do with a parrot in a school?
That would make me happy.
Yeah, to be fair.
It would definitely lighten the mood, wouldn't it? Do you know what I mean?
So, but there is a big thing at the moment about reality stars presenting difficult to achieve body figures, having surgery, doing all of these things. What do you guys make of that? As you're part of that world, you are part of that world.
I can see where people are coming from. I mean, even though the brief experience that we've had in it, it is very much like Instagram based, and I know that I am one of them people who are all over Instagram, but there is a pressure to look a certain way or to go to these events and look a certain way and be like presentable at all times. Obviously there's the larger scale of like Love Island people who are obviously they're famed to another level. But yeah, I feel like there is a lot of pressure out there to go to these, like, especially like Instagram, you've got to look a certain way. Like boys are always like immaculate, muscly gym goers, and for girls, like going to these events, looking absolutely stunning. And it's, there's a massive pressure, isn't there?
Yeah, there really
but
is.
But do you guys feel that pressure as people?
Yeah, definitely.
You know, that do present yourselves in that way.
Definitely.
And do you think that does affect the way that you think?
I think
I'm sorry
hard,
to get deep.
No. I think it's really difficult because I think it only if I feel. In my like situation, I feel like it'll only affect me the more I let it affect me.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not one for doing things because I want to look like a certain person, do you know what I mean? So I would have had things done for me because of my confidence of how I feel. Yeah. But obviously I get...
But has that been affected by the people that you've seen before?
No, not at all.
Really?
Not at all. I am really, like, anybody knows me will know, someone can say something about me and he's like, I really don't care. Like, I'm just not that type of person.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, I'm really confident, but not in an arrogant way. But I just think that there is so much pressure. Like, I've got a 16-year-old niece, so she looks at me and is a bit like, she's so cool. Not being big Annie or anything.
No, I totally get it.
She looks at you like I'm really cool, and obviously the things that I get to do, so... And she has just started to get into makeup, and I'm thinking, God, calm down, at 16. I was never into stuff like that. So I just think the world is drastically changing with the times.
Yeah, that's totally true. I had a cousin, she's now 18, but when she's kind of 15, 16, and I posted like a full picture of my face on Instagram, she was like, it's embarrassing. And I was like, why? And she was like, why would you post your whole face? Like, oh, here's my face.
Half
and I was
face.
Like, it's like, oh God, like there the teenagers have got to like really think about these things, haven't they? I wasn't even aware, you know. But there are some people now also that take it to the extra level. There's like OnlyFans accounts and stuff where people are paying them to have sex, you know, or to be masturbating on camera and stuff like that. What do you make about things like that?
My opinion on that is really difficult because I
know people that do it.
Yeah, I know people that do it, and like I see how much money they're making from it. And it really, like, obviously, a part of me is like, I could make this money. Like, why shouldn't I do it? But then, I could never bring myself to do it. And that's not because I'm judging them, or I respect them. Like, they're making so much money for themselves.
Mm. Their confidence is incredible to do that.
Is their confidence to do it? I don't think I have the confidence to do that.
Yeah.
And I don't think I'd be able to do that. But I respect them for what they're doing. I do not judge anyone who does OnlyFans or that type of thing. And they are making serious money doing it.
So. I know. I read a thing about a guy that was making £4,000 a month.
It's crazy. But I'm like a long-term thinker. Like, I panic. So it's great for right now.
Yeah.
But like...
When you're not going to be doing it when you're in your
50s. 40, what am I going to do? So, like, I'd say that I do, but honestly, I don't know what I'd do at that time. Do you know what I mean?
And you have to promote the OnlyFans on your social media. So, if my mum saw me posting, like, here's my like new post on OnlyFans, but then like there's a picture of me really provocatively, like,
with your butt out.
I couldn't deal with my mum seeing that photo.
But I think everybody else would love to see that photo. Let me tell you.
But it's a weird new thing. I think that again, there's no precedent for. People are kind of learning as they go, right? And who knows what people are going to make of it in 20, 30 years time?
And I just think as well, like, if you're going to put them images online, even if it's on a platform like OnlyFans, they're still going to be out there.
Yeah,
and that might come and haunt.
There must be a way to screen grab or stuff like that.
In 10 years' time or 5 years' time, when you're trying to get a serious job, and then these photos are on the internet of you, that might prevent you getting the job. Even though they might not say that. And again, that plays my mind. I'm just too I'd overthink it too much.
Yeah, I totally get that. So, what are you both doing now? Are you both back in normal work? What are you doing with your
day-to-day? Currently work with a company that works with influencers, who are parents. So we actually look at, we manage and represent girls who are young mums, and all about body positivity, confidence, about having kids, after kids, and trolling is another huge one that obviously girls get a lot of pressure for. So I feel like I've got myself in a job that is just me, because I know for a while that I want to focus on mental health. I found a job that I absolutely love, and I just think that it's just so important just to be grounded at the same time. Like, all this is amazing, reality TV and having your photo done and everything is incredible, but like, for me, I just want to make sure that I get a really decent career, and I know that these kind of platforms, and especially the company that I'm in, it's amazing.
That's awesome. What about you, Sean?
I'm still at Attitude, but I left like twice to go to Shipwreck then to go to the Challenge, so I've gone back as a freelancer. But it kind of fits in with what I do, like, in my own life as well. So I do a lot of stuff on social media with like fashion brands and things like that, and I source them for Attitude as well, so they both kind of just work together. So I'm just doing that at the moment, and I'm really happy doing that. And
still enjoying it?
Yeah.
Okay, interesting. Will you, either of you, be tempted to do other reality shows if they're offered? Obviously you've done two now.
Yeah, I think my reality time's over. I think I've done that, and I don't think I'll be going back. But like when I came before, as I said, you don't know what's going to happen. You don't know what's going to be offered to you. And when someone's offering you to go on a show, they're offering you money to go on a show, like, it's hard to say no. I didn't particularly want to go on the Challenge. I didn't know anything about it. But when they get offered to you, and it's a once in a lifetime
opportunity. Why wouldn't you? What about so there's rumours that they're doing the Winter Love Island this year in January. Would you ever do a gay Love Island?
I think I would be crazy. Like, I'm the most jealous person in the world.
If people are going on dates with other people, you'd be like,
I don't think I'd want him to go on, because I'm quite protective of him, and I'm and a you bit know jealous, it'd be but like, don't touch my man.
But like on Shipwreck, it was just me and Chris on the island. There was no other gays around. If I was on the island with like 15 other gays all fighting for boyfriends, I think it would be absolute hell.
Yeah, I can totally get that. I was actually on an island with one other gay guy in the Philippines in May, and surprise, surprise, we got together. Maybe that's just something that happens when you're a gay guy on an island. What about you? What would you do?
I don't really know. I feel like I'm just one of them people that everything happens for a reason. If it happens and it comes to me, I'll take it. But I've not really been interested in anything else. I think Shipwrecked was really interesting for me because it is so far. It's the Cook Islands. It's so different than like
you're not,
going
you don't
to
get together
Spain,
on holiday.
Do you know what I mean?
So
it's just an incredible opportunity that obviously now not many people will get to do. So
are you sad that it's not being renewed?
I feel a little bit happy that we're the last. I'm not going to lie, but
they might bring it back in years to come. Yeah,
but honestly, though, we're just so grateful for it, aren't we?
Yeah, it was like it was a once in a lifetime opportunity.
Yeah.
I don't really understand why they wouldn't bring it back. I don't think the ratings were bad or what the reason was, but We'll
Love Island's just so strong,
yeah,
though, isn't it?
Like, everyone compares it to Love Island. It just wasn't Love Island.
Yeah.
But
I think it was the time it was on, personally.
I think it should have been every week instead of every night.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And because no one could get involved in it, like, viewers couldn't vote or do anything. So
that's true.
You get people involved like that, then they will want to watch and see what happens every day, whereas it's not in their control.
Mm. Yeah.
You're just kind of seeing little bits.
And for some reason, a lot of people didn't know that it was back.
Yeah.
Like, a lot of people was like, oh, did Shipwreck come back? And I was like, yeah.
It was on the bloody telly, babe.
It was on every night. It was just over too quickly.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I just don't think you got to know the characters very well. Well, like, not as much as
was
you
it only on for like 3 weeks or something?
Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
Which was quite a short space of time, isn't it?
But it's funny, though, because obviously when we went to the NRTAs, we did.
Well done.
I was thinking how to say that. We were all just like, oh, you're from Shipwreck? Oh, you're from this? It's funny because put us all together, none of us actually watch reality TV. And it's quite funny because all of us are
so
like,
so you knew who Susanna Reid was from Good Morning Britain, and that was about it.
I was sitting next to the only Ascot people. Yeah. And I was like, oh, my God, who are amazing, by the way. Yeah, I feel like I'm going to catch
up. We've had some of them on the show before.
I love
them. They are
them.
Crazy. It's so funny.
Yeah, we're going to one of their launches, aren't we, for their fake time range, but... oh my God, like, all of us were practically sitting there going, sorry, we don't really watch like reality TV at all, like, we don't know who each other are. But actually, that's good.
Yeah, they're back in, they're like, you know, when TOWIE first came out and they're all quite new to it, they're very new to it as well, so they're very much like enjoying the moment. And,
The
whole series is, I think they're on their second series now.
But, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, they're quite new to reality TV, so I think that was their first NTRAs. So.
Well done for getting the name right. Guys, thank you so much for coming in again.
Thank you for having us.
Please do come in anytime.
Thank you.
I'm going to play a little bit of George Michael now.
Come on.
You know, because again, gay. cool. Absolutely living. We have our final guest, the gorgeous Amel from The Circle 2019. Whoop, whoop. Welcome to the show.
Thanks. Good evening.
We were just talking about your brief time in The Circle.
Yeah.
Explain what the show is to those that don't know. It's a very modern reality show in a way, isn't it?
Yes, it's very current because mm-hmm. it's all based around social media, basically. Mm-hmm. So you're stuck in an apartment on your own. You never meet any of the other contestants. And you only contact via like a social media platform called The Circle.
Mm-hmm.
And then you're basically given tasks and challenges. And the aim of the game is to be the most popular and win.
And you can pretend to be whoever you want to be.
You can,
or you can be yourself.
Yes.
It's basically whatever you want to do is fine in how you present yourself.
Yeah.
How did you present yourself?
So I was myself, like, personality-wise, but I was played it 24, and I'm actually 21, and I played it straight, but I'm actually gay.
Right.
But apart from that, I was myself.
But was that a challenge? I know you went in for very long, but was that a challenge?
I mean, I had 2 flirting sessions with Si, mm-hmm. which was, you know, interesting.
Yeah, and I guess totally out of your comfort zone.
Yeah, I literally just didn't know what to say. But I think I'm, like, quite awkward anyway, even when it comes to, like, flirting with girls. Like, on, like, dating apps and stuff like that, I literally don't talk. I'm like, let's just meet up, because I find it so much easier.
I'm the other way. I'm like, talk and then never meet up. That's probably a problem. That's probably why I'm still single at 33. And also this year was the first. So the first series was last year.
Yeah.
Obviously it went quite well because they brought it back for a second series.
Yeah.
And this year they had a celebrity in there.
They did in
Richard Madeley, who played a young lady called Judy, which people did. I just can't believe that people didn't catch on there.
I can't.
But then he was doing some weird flirting with Woody.
Yeah.
Who is Zoe Ball's and Fatboy Slim's son. Like, there's just so many layers here. What kind of, like, what did you make of him doing it? You would have only found out after you left, obviously.
I loved it. I thought it was a nice little twist. Loved that he was called Judy in there. And just, like, the tasks they had him doing, the dancing and stuff, just gave me absolute lols.
I think he's obviously a bit of a legend in that he will pretty much do anything, won't he? He'll, like, try his hand to anything. Why do you think he did it? Like,
I guess just to try something different, like a new challenge. I think everyone likes a bit of a challenge.
Mm. I assume that's why you went in.
Yeah.
What was your thinking behind the process of why you went in?
So they found me on Instagram.
Okay.
And at first I wasn't sure. Like, I'd always kind of not really wanted to do reality TV.
What were you doing? What were you doing before you went in?
I do, like, modelling, promo modelling, bits of presenting,
mm-hmm.
bits and bobs. You know, whatever pays the bills.
Yeah.
So they found me on Instagram. I
Umdenard. You got there.
About it for a bit and spoke to, like, a few of my friends and family, like, questioned whether I should do it or not. And it was my sister that was like, usually my sister would be like, don't do this, don't do that, don't do Love Island, don't do this. And then I asked her and she was like, go for it.
Really?
So I was like, fine, I'll do it. And then, I just kind of liked the idea of trying something different, having a little bit of a challenge.
What was the process of, like, getting involved? So they messaged you?
So you do, like, a Skype, and then I think you do another Skype, and then you go for, like, a face-to-face chat, then another face-to-face chat, and then eventually, after about 3 months, you find out if you've got on it or not.
Okay.
And it's not until literally the last minute.
Really?
Yeah.
So you have to kind of cancel everything, all your plans,
basically,
and just get down there.
Yeah.
Where is the actual house?
Manchester.
Oh, is it? Okay. Yeah,
my hometown.
So that makes it easier.
Yeah.
But because it is literally a giant house with a circle, like a building full of flats with a big circle on the side, isn't it? And this year they had Emma Willis involved, so you got to meet her.
Yeah.
What's she like?
Fit.
She is fit, right?
She's so fit.
She's in her 40s, right?
I don't know how old she is.
You like an older lady?
I do like an older lady, yeah.
Okay,
not
interesting.
Gonna lie.
But so you are single in real life?
I am single, yeah.
So Emma, if you're listening. Oh, she's sadly married with many, many children, so probably not on the radar. But you got the opportunity to do a bit of flirting. But is it a bit weird, obviously, because you're not being yourself? So nothing's ever really going to go anywhere, right? Like, in a way?
As in, oh, like, my flirting on the thing.
Yeah, not with Emma.
Well, yeah. I was like... dreaming. back in the room. well, yeah, obviously me and Simon are never going to go anywhere because, you know, just wasn't, was it?
Yeah, got it.
But I had a nice time flirting with him. Really? I just enjoyed our chats.
Are you disappointed to have gone out so soon?
Yeah. Nobody wants to be first out, do they?
No.
Literally, like, when before I went in, I said, I don't really mind how well I do. I just don't want to be the first.
Why do you think you were?
Sammy.
Right,
Sammy,
okay.
Just didn't like me from the off, did she? He.
She.
Yeah, my blonde hair and my scouse brow, apparently. So...
But it is what it is, yeah. Right? What are you hoping to like make now that you, out of it? Now you've done the show.
So we just want to kind of pursue more presenting and acting, hopefully,
mm-hmm.
And yeah, just see where life goes. Really,
has it boosted your profile at all? Do you think?
Not majorly, no.
Really. Because it's actually done quite well for viewing figures wise.
Yeah.
Which obviously would have pleased Channel 4. Do you reckon if you would have played yourself, it might have done better for you? Or?
I don't know. I mean, who knows? I think I was just in a bad situation where obviously Sammy literally from first seeing my profile thought I was a threat. And it was literally the blonde hair.
Which is such a weird thing.
He said, I can't have another blonde in here. So literally he wanted me out from the get-go.
And what can you do about that? Like, literally nothing. That's kind of an odd personality trait to have where you're literally just like,
but he's,
get them out.
He's on his game. Like, he's really just thinking game plan.
Yeah. Which is actually the kind of point of the circle, right?
Yeah. Can't knock him for that, can you?
Yeah.
And obviously I did question if she was genuine.
Right.
I just didn't buy it.
Which probably didn't go down.
Did not buy it. From like as soon as I saw her profile, like why would a young mum be in there without her young baby? Like just didn't really make sense. Especially because last year, obviously there was a mum in there with her baby. So everyone knew that you can take your baby in there. That mm-hmm. wasn't an issue.
Mm-hmm.
So why would she have gone in there without a baby? Like, it just didn't make sense.
Yeah. That's
so
a fair
point.
So I
just didn't believe it from the get-go. And then, obviously, she felt that with my questions.
Which didn't go down well.
No.
And what did you make of Woody?
I loved Woody. I didn't really get a chance to speak to him. But just from, like, his profile and stuff, I just knew that he was going to be a cool guy.
Yeah.
A little bit weird, but I like that. I like a weirdo. I was mostly drawn to, initially, Georgina, Tim and Woody.
I'm trying to remember everyone. Okay.
And they were the profiles that kind of stood out to me at the beginning, and they're still my favourites now, so.
Do you think once the show comes to a close, there'll probably, I guess there'll be some kind of rap party, and you'll be like, hello.
Hope so.
Now you know who I am. It's going to be a bit weird, in a way.
It will be weird. It's going to be weird for Sammy, I think,
mm-hmm.
because everyone's really fallen for it.
Right, yeah.
And, like, she's proper got the sympathy vote the whole time, like, oh, she's doing it for a kid, and, you know, everyone feels for her. So
it's a good tactic, though.
It is a good tactic, right?
Like, if you can pull it off. Yeah.
I think if she would have said that her baby was in there with her,
mm-hmm.
I would have believed her more, I think. And I wouldn't have questioned it so much.
Do you think you'd do other reality shows?
Maybe.
I ask this of everyone that has done a reality show, because it does seem now that other opportunities come up. You mentioned Love Island stuff. Have you been approached about that before, or...?
Well, they don't really have the gays on there, do they?
That's a good point.
It would be a bit odd.
That is a very good point. Although I was just saying to Sean, like, maybe they could do a gay Love Island.
If they did a gay Love Island, I'd be fully down.
Really?
Yeah.
They did do an MTV show, didn't they, where Courtney Act was the host.
The
Bi-Life, that was it. Yeah.
But
that's obviously, if you're not bi, then...
Yeah.
That doesn't really provide you with many options either. Yeah, it's a bit difficult with, like, being gay on reality TV shows, isn't it?
Yeah.
Was that why one of the reasons why you decided to play it straight?
Not really. The main reason was just because there are still a lot of homophobic people out there, unfortunately. Even, like, at Pride, when it's a time literally everyone's just out having fun,
mm-hmm.
you get all your protesters with their big placards saying, gays go to hell, God hates the gays and all of that. And
fuck them.
I know.
Sorry to say it, but it's true.
I have had girls say that they feel awkward being around
straight
lesbians.
Girls.
Yeah.
Really? Even now?
Yeah.
Wow, okay. Right.
I've had a few instances on Instagram where, because I'm all about girl power, mm-hmm. you know, empowering women and all of that. So I love that now when you see girls post and there's loads of comments from girls like, fire, yeah, fair, yeah, yeah, hot. Yeah. I love that. And I want to be able to compliment the girls as well.
Yeah, yeah.
So I'm like, flame emoji and everything. Yeah, yeah. It doesn't mean that like I want to get with them. It
no,
just
I
means
do, but I do it to girls as well. Yeah. Like, you know what I mean? Like, it's
but then
no threat.
When they know that you're gay, I've had a few people like inbox me and stuff like, can you like stop hitting on my girlfriend? Or, and I'm like, I'm not. I was just giving her a compliment.
Wow, that is so crazy.
Yeah. So I didn't want to be in there and like trying to empower the women in there.
Yeah,
but
yeah,
then
yeah.
kind of face backlash that, you know,
I can definitely,
or whatever.
Yeah, I can totally see where you're coming from
yeah,
with that. Actually.
So I just kind of felt like it would be easier. Maybe, and plus, guys do think with the willies, don't they? Let's be honest.
The willies.
The willies.
That's a good
one. I'm not allowed to say the D word because if my mum was listening, she'll kill me.
Sorry for swearing, mum. We're allowed to swear on this show, but you do not have to. I'm sorry that it didn't last as long as it could have done for you, but you know, what can you do?
That's what can you
the
do?
Nature of reality TV.
It was an experience. I'm all about trying new things, you know, experiencing new things, facing new challenges. So I'm glad that I did it.
And you bloody well did it.
I know.
Amel Smith, thank you so much for coming
thank
on.
You.
Really appreciate it. I'm going to end the show as I started with some more Kylie Minogue. Woo. Just one thing before, who do you want to win?
Tim and Georgina. I want one to win the contestant vote and one to win the public vote.
Okay.
And then and then Woody to come third.
Okay, well, you've got a plan. Okay, great. Okay, well, we're going to end the show with a little bit of Kylie. Again, thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you.
We will not be on next week, I believe. That's right, isn't it? So we are off for a week next week. And then I'll be back with Joanna, okay. I'll be back with Joanna the week after that. Till then, a little bit of Kylie Minogue. Goodbye.
You've been listening to a FUBAR Radio podcast. For more information, go to FUBARradio.com.